Viter in Shaspir above Mitzia Davtes, picking up on Chesma Beis by the bottom of the page, second to last line, second word in line, Toshima. Shnaim Shayu Moshkin Begamal. We have two people that are pulling a Gamal. Rashi says, Chamor Darko Behanhaga Vegamal Darko Bemashicha. This is like the way that it works in these different animals. The way that we say it is that a Chamor is Manhig, you guide it and direct it, and Gamal, you pull it. So we're saying over here that you have a Gamal that you're pulling. Or they're being monkey. You got two people doing each one of these. Now, Oshaya Echad Moshek Ve'echad Manik. One of them is being Moshek, one of them is being Manik. Beep, turn the page. That's my mouth. Bemida Zos Kanu. So, line said, Bemida Zos Kanu. If the Kenyan was done like this, then they are going to be Kona, they acquire it. Rashi says, we're going to see what this is coming to be. Mamait. In other words, what type of Kenyan is going to be no good? Rabbi Yehuda says, Eliolam, really? Lokana, Chede Meshicha, Begamal, it's got to be Meshicha with a Gamal, Van Haga, Bechamor, pulling the camel and leading the donkey. Katani Mias, yet what was said in nonetheless, Oshahaya Echad Moshech Ve'echad Manig, it says if one was pulling and one was leading it, that it's going to be Kone, Moshech Umanig in. But not if it's riding in it. And this backs up what Rav Yehuda said. We said in yesterday's daf that even riding is not going to work as a kinyan. Says the Gemara, who adin da filu rachav? No, not a ride, because really we could say it's even if a person is riding it, it's going to be kona. Why do you use those lashanos? Because la fukim in Rav Yehuda, it's coming to exclude from Rav Yehuda. Da amar ad shdei meshicha b'gam v'hanag b'chamor, who says it's got to be of the one with the other. Kamash malon. I feel if chanami kani, even if you flipped around the other way, you did meshicha with a chamor, nahag with a gamal, it would still work. That would be a valid kinyan. Now says Gemara, ihachi l'arvinu v'lisninu. If that's really true, if you want to say that according to Tanakama, a kinyan that's done flipped around is going to work, so the Tanakama should put the two together. Shnaim show you Moshkin Umanhigan, Bingamal, Bingamor, Bingamor. Why do you split it up? This Gemara, Ike Chad Sad Lokani. Couldn't have said that because according to Tanakama, there is a Tzad, there's one sort of combination, a combo that we're going to see that's actually not going to work with one of the animal, and therefore we can't speak like that. Ike Da Amri Meshicha Bechamor, Vika Da Amri Hanhaga Begamal. Some say it's pulling a donkey, and some say that it's leading a camel, that those are going to be the problems. The is the mosif misefa. Some say that the answer is actually from the safe of what he said, bemida zu kana. The Raisa said that if the king is done in this way, then it is kona. Rashi says, kasalka daitach bemeshicha o ba'anhaga ben begamal ben bechamor. It says the Gemara, when it says in this type of way, what's coming to my mayat, lav lamayat lamute rachav, is it not excluding that of rachav, of a rider, to come to teach that he's not going to be kone, which it says, like Rabbi Huda says, that even riding is not going to work as a kenyan. And for the Gemara, lo. That's how it is coming to me. Mayat lamut me'ifcha, it's just coming to exclude the ifcha, the flipped situation over here. That's not going to work. When he flipped the pulling and the leading and the pulling, so that's what's coming to exclude. But riding, that actually might work. Iachi says, "Well, hold on a second. Iachi, Hainu Rabbi Huda. If that's really true, that the king has to be done in the way that it has to be done, the each one according to the norm, then that's going to be the same opinion of Rabbi Huda." And for the Gemara, there's a difference actually between them in reference to one type of tzad, which is not going to be acquired, which is not going to work according to Rabbi Huda, but does work according to the Tanakama. What would that be? Is the Amri Meshicha b'chamor v'ikad Amri anhaga b'gamal. Some say it's pulling the donkey, and some say that it's leading the camel. Toshima, Toshima. Continue on to see, does the rider, is he kone, if he's riding on the animal? Echad rachav chamor v'echad tofas b'maseira. If you have two people that come up and they come to the court, one of them is riding on the donkey, and the other one, is Mechad Tofas B'Maseira, Ve'en Rashi says ve'enu manig. He's not being manigit. He's holding on to the reins, but he's not actually leading the animal. Zeh kana chamor. This one's kona. Zeh kana musera. And the other one is kona the reins. Shma mina rachav kana. You see from here that rachav riding is kona. It works. Rashi says shma mina rachav kana shalom b'makom manig, in the place where somebody's not manig. The kiven de shalom b'makom manig kana kuli b'makom manhige pligi palgi. So what is Rashi HaKadosh saying over here, that if the rider by himself, he's alone, he's gonna be kona the whole thing? That implies that if it's with someone who's leading, he's going to get half of it. Hachanami says Gemara, no, not a rider, because Hachanami manig baraglif. We're talking about the case where the guy is leading it with his legs. Remember we said that he's got this stuff on his legs and he's kicking the animal and causing it to go. And that's how he is being kona, what we call a kinyan mashiach over there, and he acquires it. So maybe it's maskim to Yehuda. Maybe it really maskim to Yehuda that if someone's just riding on it, that he's actually not going to be kona it. Says Gemara, Yalchi nikni nami rachav b'mosera. If it's true that he's leading the donkey with his feet, then he should also acquire the reins also. Why is it we say that the entire reins is given to the one who's holding it, not to the one who's riding? So you're right. Just say this one acquires the chamor and half of the moser. And the other one gets the other half of the moser of the reins. Now, I get it that the rach of the one who's riding is going to be kona part of the reins without touching, like lifting it up. The kamagbale bendas, because a bendas went ahead and lifted it up, his side of it. Ella tafas b'mosera. My kani, the one who's holding on to the mosera, how is he going to acquire his part? No one ever lifted it up. Says Rashi, palga, v'ela tafas mosera, but my kani palga, alo rosha sheni munach bimkomo, v'akbas hefker lo kanya, ad da akar lekule. If you're getting from hefker, you got to lift up the entire thing. So no one ever lifted that thing up. So we pull a little switcheroo over here. It says the Gemara, Eima zekana chamor vikule mosera. This one's going to acquire the chamor and the entirety of the mosera, of the reins. Vezekani mashe tofes biado. And the other one acquires only the part that is actually holding currently in his hands. Says Gemara, hi, Mai. What are you talking about? Intim Salomar Magabia Mitzia Chavero Kana Chavero. We're going to say someone who picks up something for his friend acquires it. Hani Mili de Kamagba Le Adaita de Chavre. This is only when he lifted it up with the intent that his friend is going to be konit. Hi, Adaita de De Kamagba Le. But this guy who's holding on to it is picking it up only for himself. Iu Lokani. So therefore, he doesn't go and he doesn't acquire it. Lacher Makni. Yatami's going to be acquiring it for somebody else. That's not going to work. So he never had any kavana to acquire for the one who's on it, so therefore he shouldn't be acquiring it. Amar Rav Ashi says, Zekana chamor base ubase pagi. This one acquires the chamor and base pagi. Rashi says, Masha berusha chamor, goes on the head of the chamor. Okay, chamor, that means like the chamor himself. It has this thing the horse's head that kind of like holds it in place. So that's what he says. Kana mashe tafas biyado, and the other one's going to acquire the part that's holding in his hand. Vashar lo kana lo zeh v'lo zeh. The other ones, the other parts of it, no one gets it. Rashi says, v'abal l'chot for yachdov. Someone wants to go and grab it, go ahead and grab it. Rav Avoa, Mari takes it back. Liolam kida gitani. Really, you take it back to like we said originally, that the one who's holding on to this reins, he acquires it even though the entire thing was not lifted up. And why is that? Ho v'yachol linatko lavia etzlo. Since he's able to pull it off and bring it to himself, it requires even by it without doing it. From a Loshana Bryce as an outside, he's saying the Vahod Ravavo Barusa, it's an outside view. Di lotem achiv, if you don't say the Ravavo is not accepted, then we got ourselves a little bit of a problem. Talashim, Nuchas Chetzi al Gabi Karka, we have a talis to have it's on the floor. Chetzi al Gabi Amid, and part of it is on the Amud, it's on a pillar. That Ba'echavi Chetzi al Gabi Karka, one picks up from above a Karka, Ba'echavi Chetzi al Gabi Amid, one picks up from the Amud. Hachin Amid, the Kama, Kani, Basa, Lo Kani, you want to say over there also the first one's going to acquire the whole thing, and that the second one doesn't acquire anything? Once he picked it up, he acquires the whole thing because he could have pulled it by himself. Ella, rather, ha the ribavo, Brucey. It's an outside view. Thank you for trying over here. But now we're going to see something that's going to tell us that the rider himself actually is Kona, which goes against what Rabbi Yehuda was saying the whole time. Toshima. Someone who's riding an animal. He finds this animal out in the field and he's riding it. Rashi says, but not in the city. It's going to explain. And being manhig it, directing is even in the city. And certainly in the field. Let's read inside now. Let's say a person's going riding this animal in the field, or he's leading it in the city. Kind of, it works. So we see that riding by itself does work, at least in the fields. Hachanami manig baraglav here too, because this is not a raya. Because we could say, just like we said in the Mishnah and in the Brisa, that when it says riding, it's talking about someone who's manig it, but he's doing it with his feet. And therefore, called leading, therefore he's going to be Kona. So if you don't have a raya, that riding it by itself is going to be a kinyan. If that's really true, I know manig. Isn't this the same thing as manig? So I need two. And says, Gemara, trig avni manig. There's two different types of me and that manig. So manig by pulling it, manig by kicking it with the spurs on your shoes. If that's true, then what's pshat riding it in the city doesn't work. It's not going to be Kona. Where he was kicking it with his spurs and, you know, with his feet. Because it's not the way of people to ride through the city, and therefore, that's why he's not going to be konet, says Rashi, mishum tsniusa, because of modesty. Not so fast. Okay, if it's really true what you think, then so if someone picked up a wallet on Shabbos, She'ein darkon b'shopnei adam like bi anuki b'shabbos. No, not the way of doing such a thing. Obviously, Shabbos kodesh. How can I be the lokani? He says it's not going to work. Of course it's going to work. Elamai da avid v'kani. Whatever you did, and you're koni. You shouldn't have done it. It was the wrong thing to do. Usir, but it's still going to work. How can I be my David avid here? Do what you did, and therefore you rode it through the city. Maybe it's not sanua to do such a thing, right? But the point is, it still should work. It should be konet. Okay, so that didn't work. Ela b'mekka chomem karskina. Rather, the brisa that's going to disqualify this ride, the riding as a kinyan in the city, is talking about mekuchum emchar, when a person involved with buying something, the amalei kini kider shebnei adam konim, acquire it in the way that other people go and they acquire it. And since he said it to do it in the way that it's normally done, therefore it's not going to work by riding through the city because that's not the normal way that it is done. Beep, turn the page. Tess. Amud Beis now, hold on, Dov, Ibishas Arabim, who says Rashi, if it's in Rishas Arabim, the Derech, Be'ir, the Derech Lirkov Shal, it's a way to ride there, V'lo Lahanig, Pen Yifsaku Ovi Drachim, Beino Labin Behemto, not to get caught up in other people, they don't want to block you, then Kani, it's Taka going to work, V'Adam Chashavu, and if the person's Adam Chashav, that he rides even in a town, that's like just the way that they behave. Rashi says, "Ain dark v'lahanig behemah baraglav." If they're covered, lirkov aleh, af besimta she'im bnei adam sham. If no one's there, v'chein isha she'im b'koach lechaz behemah pen tinoket hermenu. The woman doesn't have the strength to hold on to it; he's going to pull away from her. Then, kani, it's going to work. Ve'i isha hu, isha he. Sorry, who would be nowadays? Ve'i isha he, and if she's a woman, it's also going to work. Kanya, it works. It's going to be kona. V'i inish zilahu, and if this person is a zal person, then kani, it's going to work. It's a cheap type of person. Rashi says that shadarko lirkov lefnei kol. He read in front of everyone. Af below dochik lefishenu tsanua. He's not a tsanua person. Rashi says, afal adam beninik. You go she'inu choshev be'osher ve'inu bosh laholich be'him be'raglav. Ain't dark look over simta be'ir mishum snias. That wouldn't go and work. Boy, Rabbi Lazar, home of the Chavir, someone says to his friend, this is some guy who wants to sell something. He says, Meshoch Behemazu, look at those Kelim Sha'alab, pull this animal in order to acquire the Kelim that are on it. So all he wants to sell is the Kelim, but not the animal itself. Now, what is the din in such a case? Says the Gemara, Liknos. You want to say that he's saying in order to be kone to them? Mi Amalek Kinei? Did he ever say to him, Kinei, acquire them? If he doesn't say it straight out, then it's not going to work. Rashi says, liknos mashma atoskavin liknos ani eini mikane lecha. got to be a lot more explicit in order for this to actually work. Ella, Mishoch Behema Zu. If he says to him, pull this animal, can I kill him, Shaleh, and you inquire on it, Ma, what's going to be the din? Mi, Mahanya, Mishicha, the Behema. Lachnu, kill him, or lo? Does the pulling it towards it acquire him, or does it not acquire? Amarav, Iamar Le, Kine Behema, can I kill him? If he said acquire both, Mi, can I kill him? Would he then acquire the kill him? Chatzim alechasi. This is considered like a chatzim alechas, a walking chatzer. If a chatzim alechas lokana, a chatzim alechas, a walking chatzer, is in kone. That doesn't work. V'chitema. And if you want to say, kishamda, it's like when the animal stopped walking, v'akol shilu mahalich lokana. But certainly, the halach is that whatever can't be a chatzer when it's traveling, then omer v'yoshif lokana, it's not going to work because it's standing still as well. V'hilchasa b'kfusa. The halach is in reference to the where the animal is kafus, it's tied up. Rashi says, hide the pshitale, the chiamale kani behima v'kani kelim kani, when does it work? B'kfusa, he the pshitale, the dumya the chatzer the kani, that's going to work because it's like it's all tied up. So when Elazar had to make his question in a case where the animal itself is not being acquired and therefore can't be considered a chatzer in order to acquire it. Amule, Rav Papa, Rav Huda, Rav Yishul, Rav Elamayata. Now that you tell me that a traveling chutzah is not kone, hayim halach besvina, let's say someone's on a boat, and the kafsu dagim went off the tok svina, and some fish jumped in from the ocean and jumped into the boat. And these are obviously hefker, they're just out there, and you know, no one can get them. So, hachanami the chutzah malechasi, velo kani, you want to say it's a chutzah malechasi, therefore it's not going to be kone because it's moving along in the water over there. Says, he says, svina meinach naichi, the boat is resting. Umaya hid the kamantile. Mamtula. It's actually the boat is not moving, it's the water that's moving. Therefore, it's considered a chatzer. It's not malechas, therefore it's kona. Amale Ravina Ravashi, Elameata. Now that you want to say that a chatzer malechas doesn't work, let's say if a woman's walking, Mazarkla get, and a husband throws a get towards her, Latochika, or Latoch Kalta in her lap or in a basket that she's carrying on her head, hachanami lo migrashe. You want to say that that's not going to be migrashe? Rashi says, "Vanon tadam b'sachus gitten zork lekito tochika letoch kalsa." Harizum migrashe actually does work, but it's a chasam aleches. Amalei says, "Kalta meinach naichi, your basket's at rest." V'yi the kam masagir v'tuta, and so she that's walking underneath it. So it's like the boat in the water. The water's moving, the boat's not moving, and here too, it's like the basket's not moving, but only she underneath is walking. And therefore, I consider chasam aleches. Therefore, it is going to be. Again, Zoktenex Heliga Heliga Mishta. Hayarochiv Gabi Hema, someone's riding an animal. Vira Samitsia, and he sees something that the Mitsias over there. And V'amel Chaver, and he says to his friend who's next to it, Tanoli, hey, why don't you give that to me right there? Okay. Nutla, and the other goes ahead and he takes it. V'amel Nizachiti Ba, and he says, I'm being Zochana for myself, Zachaba. It's his. The guy told him to pick it up, but, you know, sorry, he picks it up for himself. Im mishen nasna lo. If, however, after he gave it to the rider, Amar ani zachiti batchila, I was zochet at first, lo makloma, he didn't say nothing. You want it, you grab it, you take it, it's yours. But if you give it over, once you give it over, donskis, and it belongs to the rider. Zok the Gemara tenana, some mishen peya. Mishalikat is a peya, someone who gathered up peya, v'amar hare zeh. Zu leploni ani, and he says, you know, pay his love for aniyam. But the guy says he collects it, and he says, oh, you know, this is for this particular ani. Rabbi Leizer says that he acquired it for that person, and he's not able to give it to anyone else. He can give it to even the first ani he finds, no problem, give it to him. Amar Ula Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Ula said to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Amar Ula Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Machlokas me ashir lani. The Machlokas is in a matzah where it's a rich guy picks up but doesn't get payah and he's giving it over to a poor person. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Leizer savar migo di bayi mafkir lichsei, because Rabbi Leizer says that if the guy wants to, he give him mafkir all his stuff. I have ani v'chazil, and he can be an ani, and then he'll be chaz. He roy to get it. Hashanami chazil. Therefore, it's roy for him to be able to do this. So migo the zochin and afshin, and since he can acquire for himself, zochin and mechavi, he can go and acquire for his friend as well. For Rabbanan savar, they hold chad migo aminun. We only say one migo. Trei migo lo aminun. We don't say two different Migos. In other words, a since he could acquire for himself, he could acquire for his friend. But over here, it's like since he can get rid of his money, then he can go ahead and be an ani and then acquire for himself, acquire for his friend. We don't go that far. Aval me ani la ani. In the case of ani to another ani, that is pay that's collected by ani for another one. Divrei kol zochel, everyone's going to say that it can be zochel them. Why? Because dimrei zochel nafshei zochel nam lechaver. He can do it for himself. He can do it for his friend as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.